The Milwaukee County Board invited people to share their thoughts Wednesday night about the future of the Mitchell Park Domes, and plenty of people responded. Well over 250 congregated in the park's greenhouse annex. The domes have been shuttered since February 6 because of crumbling concrete. A $1 million temporary repair plan is on the table, but concerns have been raised about the long-term future of the horticultural oasis. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz attended the Wednesday night discussion and shares this report.
The setting couldn't have been more beautiful. Milwaukee County supervisors sat shoulder to shoulder at a long table with an array of brilliantly colored flowers at their feet. After the formality of official comments, including those of Milwaukee County Parks Director John Dargle.
Please note that the structure itself is sound. It's just the concrete casings around the steel structure continue to be a threat, and those surface chips of concrete that continue to fall was a concern.
The meeting got on to the business of what the public thinks about the domes. Friends of the Dome's president, Roger Krowicki, says he was speaking on behalf of its 1,600 members. Krowicki says the domes are not a dying plant conservatory.
Media has painted a picture that we are closing. The public is very confused. People have been calling us, asking us if they can buy the plants. The plants are not going anywhere.
Bonnie Bruin says she wanted to speak on behalf of her young granddaughter.
It's the best classroom Wisconsin has. She is always learning something. It's always what is happening at the domes. The last time we were here, she cried because she saw the desert dome was closed.
Some residents, including Elizabeth Ermance of Wauwatosa, were frustrated not to see County Executive Chris Abley at the front table.
Executive Abley has disrespected our county board and citizenry with his continued maneuvering for more personal power, as partly evidenced by his absence here tonight.
The county executive issued a release Tuesday stating he would be unable to attend the public hearing, quote, due to a previously scheduled commitment in his role as treasurer of the Boys and Girls Club of America Board of Governors. Erica Aaliyah wanted to share the perspective of a small business owner. Hers is a cupcake business in downtown Milwaukee. Last year, she helped spearhead a cupcake festival at the Domes.
We got almost 5,000 people through the door. Many of those people hadn't been in this facility for many years. Many of them discovered it anew. I just think of this place as a great community meeting spot.
Resident after resident expressed love of the Mitchell Park Domes. Andy Andre says they became his oasis when he moved to Milwaukee from the Mediterranean part of Europe.
Coming to Milwaukee and not having been one of those that can afford tropical vacations in the winter, it's the domes that keep my sanity. It's as simple as that. I believe that we're pretty much unanimous that the domes need to be preserved no matter what the cost is. And as we have had some surveys done before, Milwaukee County residents are willing to pay more in taxes to preserve the parks, which is a rarity, I believe, in any society.
One speaker, who also happened to be the youngest, received a standing ovation. The 12-year-old lives in Fox Point.
I am Arthur Capps, and I have something to say. I think that there are things at the domes that many of us would never see if it wasn't here. I would never have been able to see something like the Welwitschia or the sausage fruit tree or the golden shrimp plant, for example, that they have here, except in pictures. The domes is as important as the Milwaukee Zoo. It's like a zoo except for plants. We need to preserve the domes. It's more than just the plants also. It's a work of art in a historic structure, and many of the plants are historic themselves.
County Board Chairman Theo Lipscomb believes everyone left the public meeting more informed. Lipscomb calls the session the beginning of a community conversation to figure out the right path for the dome's future.
The engineers are working on several possibilities for how a shorter-term fix might be arrived at. I think beyond that short-term fix, if there's not a a viable plan for sustaining the domes long term. If we look to rebuild them, I hope that we would look for something visionary. I hope that we would have a design competition to get a proposal that would be equally as visionary as that which was the domes in their genesis.
The next formal conversation about the domes and their short-term fix will be during the Parks Committee meeting on March 8th.
Have a good night.
She's coming.
I actually went on your GoFundMe site.